BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hello, here is Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, how a member of the cast of Star Trek loves innuendo bingo. We call up a university to see what you can and can't take of your belongings to uni. It's really confusing if you're a fresher. I also launched my new line, which you can call whenever, if you are starting uni, to check in with me. It's just a way of me checking up on you, really, and making sure you're still listening. And Real or No Real, today with Greg James.
BBC Radio.
Music. Ready, set, let's go.
I got a theory about that. That took them about 5 minutes to do. To write and record.
What do you reckon?
Who's that chick? David Guetta and Rihanna? It's not Guetta's finest.
Well, of course, and he only does the two-finger thing, doesn't he?
In case you think, well, he'd probably sue you now, he won't. He told us that himself when he came on this show.
Yeah.
And he sits on a plane and goes, what should I do next? What chord? I know. Bow,
bow, two bow, fingers.
Bow. Yeah, just the two-finger trick. The old David Guetta two-finger trick.
And Rihanna, of course, who you said... was it... This is, again, Real or No Real might have gone wrong here, but records songs in
the car
parks.
Yeah. Basically, that's how she knocks them out so quick. So, like, what's she on, like, her 110th album now or something? The reason is, when she's on tour, they just get a studio in the tour bus, and then she's like, only girl in the world. Yeah, oh, there's another one for you. All right. And that's how they whack them out so quick.
Do you reckon that is potentially then the speediest collaboration that there's ever been?
Yes. I think they probably met for lunch, probably, and then they just did that.
In a car park.
Yeah, in a car park somewhere, yeah. Two fingers, bosh. Good afternoon. It's Friday lunchtime, and this is Scott on BBC Radio 1. You know, yesterday I was getting all needy. Saying that freshers won't be listening now because they've got other things to do, like new friends. And I said that maybe we should set up a phone line so that they could call me and just keep checking in every now and again. That's happening.
It's been arranged.
Yep.
Okay, good.
Things have advanced well over the last 24 hours, so there will be a line, which I'll be able to tell you about a bit later on, just for you freshers, or actually anyone that was thinking of leaving to spend more time doing something else. You can ring me up and just check in with me. It's quite needy, but I like it.
I think it's a really good idea, and I think also it's just going to provide everyone with a load of funny stuff that people might be up to, because I think the beauty of these voicemails and that is people will leave them when they've had a few drinks.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. So I'll give you the number a bit later on, but specifically if you're a fresher, primarily, that's for you, because I don't want you to stop listening. Do not leave me! Codeline were in the live lounge earlier, and they were brilliant. Really, really good. We'll replay that a bit later on. But thank you so much, because we told you to do it. We asked you, and you did. In your droves, there were so many texts and tweets saying hashtag goosebumps today. And there were some really very descriptive...
some of them were amazing.
Some descriptive examples of how Codeline set made you feel, which we'll read some out later. Fern did some of them, but we'll read some more out. Now, the track of the day is coming up, and I don't want to say the title of it.
Why?
Because I'll sound like a geek.
What is it?
Like, I'm the... I would say the least cool DJ on Radio 1. I'll take that.
But why... I don't know what about this will make you sound geeky.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
The track Show Tech featuring We Are Loud and Sonny. Do you know what it's called?
What's it called?
Booyah.
It is weird when you say it. Booyah.
No, still crap.
Give it some.
Booyah.
Yeah,
I haven't got any echo. Rubbish.
Booyah. Yeah, there you go. If you do it like that, it's fine.
Here it is.
Yes, all we care about is somebody keeping them good vibes in the air now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, yesterday I was feeling quite needy, and that means it's Freshers Week. This time every year, lots of my lovely listeners head to university and, without realising it, they do abandon me. Now, I have visited a lot of Freshers Weeks already because it's been going on in Scotland for a while. I've been to Stirling, Dundee, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Strathclyde, Bristol, UE last night. Still to come, I've got Hull, Huddersfield, Sheffield, Cardiff, Coventry. I'm meeting a lot of freshers.
Thing is, they all say to you, they won't stop listening.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I do genuinely believe that they, you know, have the best intentions in the world. But things do change when you go to uni. You start doing things you maybe didn't think you'd do before.
Yes. And with the best intentions in the world, you promise to stay in touch. But we all know you're too busy making new friends.
Yeah.
You're partying, you're sleeping in, and, you know, you probably miss the show altogether. So now, because I'm needy, I've created a phone line where freshers can leave a message, check in, and just let me know how you're getting on. So if you are a fresher and you want to get in touch any time of the day or night, I will listen to the messages regularly just to check someone's calling me.
Are you going to have this phone to hand? How's this going to work?
Maybe sometimes I'll just answer it. I'll just turn it on sometimes and answer it. That'd be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the number. 07879 908 067. So let me know what your name is. Hi Scott, just check in, that sort of thing. Tell me your uni, tell me where you are and what you're doing, okay? I just want to know what's going on. And this is just to make sure that you do not abandon me in your droves. 07879 908 067. You say you'll listen, but this is to make sure that you are still listening and that you keep listening.
And when do you want them to check? So anytime?
Anytime, yeah.
When they're up to something. I mean, it could be late at night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And most of them probably will be, I reckon.
So if I was calling in, I'd say, "Hi Scott, it's Chris. Yeah. I'm at Southampton Uni."
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you what I'm up to at 3 a.m.
That's exactly
right,
what I want.
I like this very much.
Yes. So you've got to be 18 or over. Obviously, you've got to have the permission of the bill payer, which hopefully is you. And also, it's going to be blah, 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 standard operator rate, calls and text. By calling, you agree for me to possibly play it out on Radio 1, but then I might not. Make sure you check the number carefully before you dial, otherwise you'll end up calling some old lady with a similar number. And do not call me if it's an emergency or a serious issue. If your curtains are on fire, I can't help you. Is that one?
I think so.
Full terms and conditions are at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Do you want the number again, freshers? Do you? 07 879 908 067. That's the number where you can check in with me. I just need to know you're still going to be there. Busiest weekend of the year for freshers. I mean, a lot of people have gone back already, but lots of people starting uni next week. So this is the main weekend for going to university, and that whole thing where you have to pack your bags up, decide what to take, fill up the car to the absolute brim of it so you can't get anything else in there.
It's so true. And you've got to fit your parents in, maybe a sibling.
And they're just kind of squashed. Have you got enough leg room? No, but it's fine.
And also,
it's only 2 hours.
It's a really horrible journey because I remember my mum was really upset.
They do get upset.
And it's just, oh God, Mum, I'm not doing this the whole way there. Yeah. You know, as soon as we arrive there, you're going to be leaving. You know,
is that because her face was squashed around against the dashboard, or because she didn't want to? Like, she was worried about you actually going.
She just constantly the whole journey. It's not like you can put your headphones on, and she just taught. But yeah, that as well. And also, she's made up like loads of lasagnas.
Oh, with so the days of the week on,
so that you've got a good 2 weeks clear of food just to put in the oven.
Yeah, that's
before,
sweet.
Before you have to sort of survive.
Yeah, and lots of people. It is really stressful. You don't know what to do. You don't know what clothes to pack. Or, you know, what items to take with you. There's lots of ridiculous lists that the university gives you about what you are and aren't allowed to take. Some of them, for some reason, ban a hairdryer.
It does seem to vary between you. And also, there's a sort of grey area with some things that they don't, you know, the uni doesn't list. I mean, I suppose quite a lot of things. I mean, they're not going to list every animal that you can't bring to uni, you know?
Yeah, it's just a generic no animals thing, isn't it? They're not that specific.
Mm.
So what I'd quite like to do in a minute is, your old university was Southampton, right?
Yeah.
Let's give them a call and just try and work through what we are and aren't allowed to take. Let's say if you were a fresher going to university this weekend, all right?
Yeah, I like this.
Tom Cross has been on saying, "I'm moving to uni this weekend, and I think Chris just perfectly described my mum. Hashtag frozen shepherd's pies, ready to go."
It's true. It's
true. Mums all over the land are making up, like, batches of meals.
And they don't think, because what happens is they make up these massive, massive trays of lasagna, shepherd's pie, that kind of thing. Goes in the fridge. One is too big for the freezer.
Yeah,
that they
not
going to
fit.
And also, it's like if you defrost the thing, then you're having to eat one massive tray of lasagna every day. It's like, Mum, it's too much.
Yeah. You could share it.
You don't know him that well by then, do you?
Don't know him that well. And it's that kind of early stage where it's like, this is my shelf in the fridge.
Yeah.
And people putting their name on the milk. Ah, love it. Okay, so we're now going to call your old university. Mm. You're a fresher.
Very excited about this.
Yeah. And just work out what you are and aren't allowed to take. Now, I do want to warn you that I might be playing in a few sound effects now and again. Just go with it, all right? Just react to whatever you hear.
Okay, I've written a few things down. But...
because some of the lists that they give you when you go to uni, it's very confusing. Like, what can I take? And loads of people will be stressing out about this. There'll be loads of people sat in their room right now with a big case ready to go, ready to put it all in, thinking, can I take this? Can I take that? So let's try and work it out. Okay, so let's give them a call.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there might be a few little sound effects. Nothing too much for you to worry about, but just react as and when. Oh, here we go.
Good afternoon, you're through to Southampton University Commission Hotline. This is your fan speaking. Can I take your student ID number, please?
Oh, I haven't got that to hand. I just wanted to double check that I can bring a couple of things with me to halls tomorrow.
Okay, go ahead.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. What do you need to bring?
I'm loading up the car at the moment. I just want to check that I can bring. I've got like a tin opener, or is that provided?
No, that will not be provided.
Okay, a hairdryer?
No, not provided.
Straighteners?
Nope.
Tea's made?
I have no idea what that is.
It's like a small piece of equipment that goes next to the bed, makes tea.
Oh, right. Nope.
It's got a clock on as well.
No, you can. Yeah, you'll have to bring all those things if you want to. But again, we don't really provide you with utensils or anything like that, just because a lot of students aren't happy to share.
That's no worries. What's the situation with wildfowl?
A Wi-Fi? Or what?
Wildfowl.
What's wildfowl?
That kind of thing. Chicken.
Pardon?
Like a chicken or a duck or something.
What do you mean?
Just like a pet chicken, pet duck.
Oh, right. Oh, are you thinking of bringing a pet to the uni?
Can I?
No, unfortunately, under the hall regulations, you're not allowed to bring any pets.
Oh, I did read that, actually. Sorry.
That's all right.
I've got a poster, which, I'm not going to lie, it's a nude poster.
Yep.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, everyone's an adult. That's not an issue.
It is, I warn you, it is of an elderly lady called Mrs. Mead.
I don't see why you wouldn't be allowed.
Okay. So dartboard would be fine, because I can just knock that in the wall.
Pardon? A dartboard?
Dartboard would be fine, right?
You have to make sure you don't do any damages to the wall.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Again, just obviously, you have to leave it in the state as you, like, when you moved in, when you move out.
That's a duck. That's not allowed. No. Tuba.
A tuba?
Mm-hmm.
You mean the instrument?
Yeah.
Yes, that should be fine. Again, as long as you don't cause disturbance within the hall.
Just a tuba. Bone china.
Pardon?
Bone china.
Bone china?
Bone china.
Yes, I don't see why not.
A collection of gnomes?
Yes, collection of gnomes is fine.
Handcuffs?
Depends what you use them for, I guess.
Does it?
Yeah. Right.
That's a whip.
Anything else? You're not allowed to bring weapons into the halls.
Not many more. Bearded dragon.
Yes, you can bring a bearded dragon.
I thought it was no pets.
No.
Dragons are fine. Naughty DVDs, as long as I don't play them too loudly.
Yeah.
Can I play you, if you want to come round, Love You Long Time Too?
No, I really don't want to. Sorry, I do need to get on with the call.
Sorry.
Yeah,
no worries. Right. Well, thank you. That's been a lot of help. That's a goat. That's right. Is that allowed?
No, you can't bring pets.
Okay. Can I just check one more thing? Can I bring this into uni?
What?
I'm not even sure what it is.
I think it's a monkey. Try to see how that goes. Might be interesting.
And that's a dinosaur, I think.
Okay. All right, sorry about that, but yeah.
Thank you. All right.
Cheers for the call.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Good. Well, I hope everyone's now clear what you can and can't bring.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Neville Longbottom off Harry Potter, the video on the radio on YouTube from yesterday's Innuendo Bingo, is doing incredibly well.
It's ridiculous. I think it's had something like 350,000 views in less than a day.
And here's why. Because yesterday, George Takei off of the original Star Trek put it on his Facebook and Twitter.
It's insane. And you know when he did? He got 10,000 likes. He's got something like 4 million Facebook whatevers.
He was in the jungle. Do you remember? He was on I'm a Celebrity.
Was he?
Yes. He was Sulu in the original Star Trek.
He's massively famous. He's got loads of people following him.
And he just randomly Facebook and tweeted the link to the Innuendo Bingo from yesterday.
Why?
And it's, I don't know. He's like, I challenge you not to laugh. So now Sulu off Star Trek's a big fan. And thanks to him, we've got loads of views and loads of new viewers from people going, thanks, George, for bringing this to our attention. How brilliant is that?
One, how's he found it? Two, why is he so keen?
I don't know, but it's brilliant. So thanks, George Takei off of The Jungle and Star Trek. Oh, this is such good news. On Tuesday, guess who's on playing Innuendo Bingo with you?
Oh, I don't know.
She's on the Legends list. We've had Aggers, we've had Schaffernacker, we've had Felt.
Swithenbank?
Not Anne Swithenbank. BBC Breakfast, Carol Kirkwood.
Oh, what a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and tweeted.
That's why she's on a cherry picker.
I was only watching her this morning.
Remember when Carol had this little accident?
Now, through the day, here comes the rain, moving across Scotland. Oops, my necklace has just fallen off.
Yes.
I love her. It's another weather person. You might see her in the mornings on the BBC. Carol Kirkwood is getting spat in the face on Tuesday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And why do you only call me when you're high? Arctic Monkeys. Yes?
Can I say the words that I cleverly changed it to?
Why do you only call me Josh Takei? Off of Star Trek. Which is
well clever, but once you've thought of it, you can't get it out of your head. That's the problem.
He's a big fan of Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Why do you only call me Josh Takei? Need to get him on definitely soon. So, it was Codaline in the Live Lounge earlier, and Fern didn't disappoint by reading out all of your Goosebumps texts that I told you to send in yesterday.
Jasmine says, Codaline are one of my favourite bands, and all I want is sounding beautiful, feeling ill today, so making me feel better. I'll get well soon, darling. Chris says, this is gorgeous, this is beautiful, I feel like I've been wrapped in marshmallow and dipped in Codaline cocoa. Wow!
That is descriptive.
That's
a winner.
I'll have that one, I'll nick that one.
Ban loved it.
That's what I'm saying. It's clearly going down well, these descriptions.
Yeah, it's a real ego boost for whoever the artist is in the Live Lounge.
And they're nice, apart from anything else. They're you know, still speaking the truth, but just in a slightly more arty way.
So many tweets again and text. Craig in Newcastle says on text, wow, it feels like an army of hamsters ran up my spine. Goosebumps.
Who are these people?
I don't know, but
you never
amazing.
Hear people talking like that, you know?
My listeners do, so there you go.
awkward. Thanks for all your tweets and texts that came in. More than anything, it just kind of boosts the band's ego quite a lot. These are some of the ones that Fern didn't read that you lot were sending in, because I told you to. Matt Fox off Leeds. That was like I was walking in a magical forest and I could hear the fairies singing hashtag Goosebumps. Made me feel like I was lying in a pool of butter being read a book by Morgan Freeman. Hashtag Goosebumps. That's Sean from Norwich. Goosebump Doodle Doos. This is beautiful from Tom Price. Beautiful, I feel like a hummingbird stalking on the sweet nectar of a codaline flower on a crisp winter morning. Mm. Hashtag Goosebumps. Grayson Torquay had a good one as well.
Codaline Goosebumps. This Live Lounge is giving me shivers down my spine, like a hippo bathing in a warm lake.
See, you'd be happy with that if you were the band. And Donald in Scotland.
Arise, an old goose of Bumbridge. Oh, to be a string upon the guitar of Codaline, plucked with such rhythmic perfection, I am honoured to have heard such beauty. Hashtag goosebumps.
I like you did it in a posh voice as well.
Yes, Donald.
Arise, Sir Lord of Bumbridge.
Arise, Lord Goose of Bumbridge.
That's it. Lord Goose of Bumbridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some really good ones coming in.
I feel like a grizzly bear playing a violin in a field of sunflowers. Hashtag goosebumps.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Can I tell you I got caught up in the BBC tour?
Okay.
Right, so here at the BBC in our sparkly new building, they do have tours now where they show you like the BBC newsroom that you see on the TV, and they show you where they do the weather and all that, and they just show you around the building. But always in reception, if you're trying to get out, like the tours are on every 15 minutes with someone going, and here's where famous faces such as George Alagaya and Fiona Bruce sit, where they do the news. And they're like proper tour guys, and they hold their hands up and like, follow me! And there was so many people in the reception, I got kind of caught in the wave. I almost ended up doing the weather. Have you seen that new thing that you can do?
No.
Where you pretend to do the weather.
I'd quite like
to stand in front
of
the weather map. That was nearly me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Andrew's like, I'm feeling a bit depressed with the freshers talk. I want to be a fresher. You do have listeners that aren't at uni anymore. That's fine, Andrew. Call up. Also, someone who says, I'm 20. I'm still at university, but not a fresher. Can I just sometimes call you for daily updates on my life? I wouldn't say daily, Josh, but yeah, now and again, absolutely fine with that. Helen's been on. Her parents have just left. Like, they've just done the drop for her at university. It's like, bye then, see you at Christmas. And it's like, oh, okay. I'm just feeling a bit sad now.
It is kind of weird when you first move in and your parents go, and then you are, there's those few minutes that you are in your room on your own before you think, actually, okay, I should maybe go say hello to someone.
Good. Okay, here I am on my own then. And Kate's been on. I'm not going to say where Kate is. Went to her first day at uni today and thought, you know what, I'm not quite ready for this.
Can I say what I did? I'm concerned that this is going to come across really. I'm going to say it. First thing I did, because for me, when I first turned up at uni, it was a bit weird. Parents dropped me off, and obviously you have the room to yourself.
Okay, where's this going?
No, so at that point, I mean, it's the same as like going to a hotel. I did think, right, I'm going to chill out here.
Did you?
It's like, this is my place.
Did you bounce on the bed?
I did, yeah, and you know, I took my clothes off and just sort of just went free.
What?
Well, I just mean it.
So your parents left and you took your clothes off.
I really had the experience of going to hotels on my own, which is, I know this is the kind of thing a lot of people do, don't they? I mean, they go to a hotel, it's suddenly like, right, this is my space. Like, it's a bit like people who walk around. Do you walk around your place naked at all?
Do you know what? I don't, after an unfortunate incident with the cooker once. So I don't do that anymore.
Nonetheless, I do look back on that and I think maybe that is a bit weird. Is it? So maybe if you are a fresher, because there's lots of people floating about, don't do it. Because if someone knocks on the door, it's just going to be...
Have you told your mum about this at all?
No, I haven't. I don't think we've even talked about this in here. And I'm
regretting
it already.
I've known you for a few years. You've never told me this. What, so as soon as your parents left and drop you off and bye, Chris, see you at Christmas, you got naked?
I was just a bit bored and I just thought, right, well, I'll just settle myself in.
All your clothes off.
And just waited.
Right, okay. Well, hi, if you're doing that this afternoon. Probably not.
I'm telling you, it's a thing.
What? It's not a thing.
It is a thing.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, come on.
No, I've never done it. Dan in Stoke, Chris is so right. I do the naked thing every time. So, what, every time you're in a room on your own, you get naked?
I think it's strange environments, obviously not including sort of if you stay with family or anything like that, but strange environments. Hotels. I mean, because it's your space. I don't know why it is, but it just...
Going back to nature a little bit, aren't you?
It's something like that, yeah.
It's like Naked and Afraid.
A little bit, yeah, but obviously within the confines of your own room, so it's perfectly fine.
So many people are watching that show since we mentioned it on the Discovery Channel.
You haven't seen a full episode yet, have
No.
you? I haven't yet, and I cannot wait.
Apparently it was on again last night. It's on quite a lot on Discovery, but Naked and Afraid, basically two of our favourite things, naked people and nature. Think I'm a celebrity, but more extreme and with absolutely no clothing at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello.
Are you right?
I'm fine.
Good.
How are you then?
All good. How are your Feet Up Friday peeps today?
They are excellent. They're being briefed.
Oh, yes, I see that.
They have a briefing.
They have to fill in a lot of forms, don't they? There's a lot of admins.
insurance stuff, all that kind of... Huh?
You don't know that until you turn up, though, do you? The admins.
It's not a lot of admins. It's like a little questionnaire, so you get to know them a bit better.
It's like the first time you go to a new doctor's.
It is.
Just fill in this.
It's not that bad.
In the waiting room. No, it's a lot of fun. So Feet Up Friday with Greg in 15 minutes. Let's play Real or No Real. It's all about music still because of even more music month. What about these? Are these real or not?
Up until as late as August 2012, Disclosure's Guy and Howard Lawrence would both arrive at their gigs with packed lunches in Tupperware boxes.
Nothing wrong with it. It's very economical.
Mm. They do look like two very organised boys.
They do.
You once told me that you were going to start... That's always worrying when you started with that.
What's that now?
It's not that bad. You told me you were going to start making us all packed lunches here.
I must have been drunk.
No. Because you were on a bit of a health kick, and I was like, go on, that looks nice. You do a bit of chicken and stuff.
Oh, a chicken in a bag?
Chicken in a bag.
You were quite keen for that.
Yeah, so you said you'd start doing one for everyone involved.
A packed lunch?
Never happened.
No, I kind of stopped doing it for myself after a while as well. It's kind of boring.
Does dinner still get delivered?
No, that was a long time ago.
He did do.
Thanks for bringing it up.
He did.
There was a time where it was all just in cardboard boxes.
It was delivered and then you took the lid off and dry ice would come out of it.
And cling film. That's it.
It would just be there.
Do you remember that? Yeah. That's when I was one of my many weight loss schemes. Anyway, do Disclosure take a packed lunch in? Or did they until...
I really miss packed lunches. That
August
was like
2012.
School.
I know.
I think that's real. I've seen them. I think they're pretty organised. They look like they sort themselves out before they go to work.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Greg, you're just not any good at this game, let's be honest.
I'm normally quite good. The last couple of days have been bad.
What about this?
Laura Mvula burst into tears when she was mentioned in a tweet by Jamie Cullum.
What?
Now, why would she burst? Does anyone know anything here?
No.
I have no idea. It sounds quite dark.
Is there beef? Or maybe she is such a massive fan of Jazz Hands that she would just burst into tears.
Oh, I see. So I instantly thought it was a bad thing, like he'd slagged her off or something.
Mm. Yeah, she might be totally in awe of Cullum.
He's sold so many records. Maybe she's a massive fan.
Yeah.
Could be.
It is an odd one, this, though, because how has someone seen her reaction? So she's probably tweeted the reaction and got just burst into tears.
Or she put,
been
cries.
Right, so I'm going to, I am going to say real on this one.
I think this is also real, yeah.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's her all-time idol. Laura Mvula's all-time idol is Jamie Cullum.
Wow.
Yeah. And he tweeted when he heard her music, and then she told the papers that she actually cried.
What did he say to her, do you know?
Your music's awful.
Good one.
Yeah.
I think
it was a kind of loving.
It was a good one.
An artist loving.
Positive one,
they're like,
it?
Yeah, you're good. Oh no, you're much better. One of them.
I imagine it wasn't that though. Oh, yeah. He just goes, I really hate the new Laura Mvula album.
Yeah,
she sees it, don't know
what all the fuss is about. Overrated.
I don't know who influences are. They must have been rubbish.
Next,
the album with the longest title in UK chart history was called "My People Were Fair and Had Sky in Their Hair, But Now They're Content to Wear Stars on Their Brows."
Now, didn't we have this the other day?
That was a single by Rod Stewart.
Oh, so this is the longest album.
With the longest title. There was one, a Rod Stewart song about, it had something about an ironing board in the title.
Yeah, it went on.
And did he sing the title in the song, though?
Annoyingly, no.
Well, that's stupid, isn't it?
I know, it was in brackets, so you don't have to sing it, do you? So, "My people were fair and had sky in their hair, but now they're content to wear stars on their brows."
I can't imagine what album that would be. What artist is that?
I don't know, but I'd also be amazed if someone made that up.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Get you.
You'd make up something probably funnier.
For that and for those reasons.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's no real.
Been real here, so no real.
That one is real.
Oh! Mm. Rubbish.
It was by Tyrannosaurus Rex, and it was in 1972.
We meant real, didn't we?
Yeah, we meant to say real, but we...
Oh, you messed that up!
We did. We meant the opposite.
Yeah.
Opposite world.
I'm afraid I can't give you the points.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Well, Chris is taking the score, so it's 10 each.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, it was opposite world.
I've got to do what he says.
Did not tell you we turn opposite world on. Sorry.
Well, I don't want opposite world.
Well, opposite world's on. I'm really sorry.
No, you said no real. It was real.
No, opposite world's still on. You just said what we thought. Chris, 10 points each.
Okay, you're annoying me now.
He's in charge.
Annoying me.
Rita Ora hasn't used public transport since 2009. She had her first hit single in 2012.
Why is Christmas being bitchy today?
I don't know.
Real or no real?
I was reading something interesting the other day in one of the Sunday supplements, you know, the little magazines.
Yeah.
It was saying that former Radio 1 and The Voice host Reggie Yates doesn't take public transport.
What?
At all.
Ever.
He's a real snob about it, it says.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've got a...
something I read is...
I've got a photo of you using public transport.
Look, I do it all the time.
When was the last time you were on a tube?
It was only last week that I saw.
Thank you. I was on a bus just yesterday.
He stood by the ticket machine and said, take a photo of me. Take a photo of me. I'm on public transport.
Shut up. No. You were taking a picture. Right. Okay. Can I just clear this up, listeners? You took a picture of me because I couldn't use the ticket machine.
Right, well, that's
I didn't know what
to speaks volumes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
Rita Ora.
Those machines are very straightforward.
It wasn't. It was chucking
Transport
out,
for London.
It was
a great
chucking out all my change. I was putting all my 2p's in.
You can't put 2p's in it.
Why not? They're in my wallet. I've like my it's full of 2p's. Look at it. It's granny change.
By the way, a wallet with coins in it is a purse.
That is not a purse. Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah, a wallet with cards and money.
God,
is
you're annoying me today.
Rita Ora on public transport.
It is a nice purse, though.
It's a lovely purse, thank you very much. Rita Ora, a hit in 2012, stopped using public transport in 2009. Real or no real?
I would imagine, I think that's probably real.
I'm going to say real.
No, actually. But she likes Rihanna. So Rihanna used the tube. I reckon that she would have seen Rihanna do it and go, oh, I'm going to do that. So I think that's...
No real.
I think it's no real.
Okay. I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Yes. She's on the bus all the time, Aura. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
It's 20 all.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, back from yesterday.
Yes, you did.
So, good draw there.
Apart from, did you give... You've still got those points down from the opposite world.
No. I stuck with you on that one.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Fair play.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so some people are getting this freshers line, some people are not, but it's the first day. That's absolutely fine. So is this a student check-in line just so I can make sure you're all right and also make sure you're still listening, basically keeping tabs on you? Some people aren't getting it, like this person from Oxford Brookes who called up earlier. Let's see what they've got to say. It's Gina.
Hi, it's Gina from Oxford Brookes. Woo!
Brilliant. I need a little bit more than that, Gina, yeah. Though. Like,
sort of need to know what you're up to.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I know you're at Oxford Brookes. I did say, you know, tell us where you are, but just a woo there. Could do better.
Scott, we all love you, man. You're the best DJ in the world. Keep it up, dude.
That's really nice, but I know nothing about you. I don't know your name. I don't know your university, if you are even at uni. Here's someone that's keen, but wrong.
We love you!
Donkey.
Donkey at the end there.
Who's that?
Donkey. Don't know. Once again, no more details. I need to know where you are, what you're doing. I want to catch up with you on your everyday life. You know, it's an exciting time. It's freshers. You're probably going out, you're meeting new friends. I want to know whether your mum and dad have left yet and what you've forgotten to bring from home. I want all the details. Dean's got it right.
Hi, Scott. Dean's next to uni. Just letting that mum and cheeky cider. Thought I'd test the number, see how you're doing. Yep. Cheers, mate.
Bye, Dean.
Spot on.
That's it. And this one.
Hi, Scott. I'm Mark from Somerset. I'm an ex of uni now and I'm still an avid listener. Even though fresh is kicking on, keep it going, mate.
Yes, Mark. That's it. So, just checking you're listening, really. You want the number again? Got to be over 18 to call it. Normal rates apply, you know, you will be charged. And you, by calling, agree for me to play it out, possibly, on Radio 1. I'm not saying that I will, but possibly. Can't help with any serious issues. Call someone that knows. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. The number, I want you to use it over the weekend. Maybe if you're coming back from the club... Maybe if you're in a kebab shop and you think, oh, do you know what I'm really missing right now? Scott Mills. Or maybe you're out with your new mates tonight. Put the number in your phone, freshers. 07879 908067. 07879 908067. We'll see you on Monday. So make sure you call that student number at the weekend to check in with me, 07879 908 067. Terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website. We'll play some of the messages Monday. We're back on Radio 1, 1 o'clock Monday afternoon. Scott Mills. BBC Radio.